Okay, so this weekend, first numbered event of the UFC's calendar. So UFC 283. I'm doing this week a casuals guide to UFC 283 because, like it or not, casuals built this sport, guys. I hate that people use the term casual as an insult because, look, everyone loves casual things. Casual is better. Casual sex. Casual racism. I'm not saying casual racism is good, but it's better than volatile, horrible racism, isn't it? Surely. So anyway, I'm going to go through the entire card. Don't think I can do it? I've got my doubts as well. But it's going to be just little tidbits on every single fight on the card, very, very quick, just so that you've got a little bit of information for every fight going through. So stay with me as we go through the entirety of UFC 283. Starting off in the early prelims, Joaquin Nunez versus Sarah Fan. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Anyway, Nunez, she's very short. She throws hooks over the top. She is built to do that, quite frankly. She looks like a bit of a nutcase, and I wouldn't want to take a right hook off her. She hits so hard. She's got those traps for days. Sarah Fan, French. She hasn't fought in years. She got choked out by Megan Anderson. Nunez should knock her head off. Wally Alves versus Nicolas Dalby is one that I'm looking forward to. Wally Alves, he's a Brazilian veteran. He was the Tough Brazil Season 3 winner. He's got good submissions, but he prefers to strike. He looked fantastic against Munir Lazic. Nicolas Dalby, Danish Viking, basically on his second UFC run. He's coming off a win. He beat Daniel Rodriguez, who I rate quite highly, so that's a very good win. He's a decent striker. He's a BJJ brown belt. I will take Wally Alves in this one purely because they have a similar skill set, but home field advantage goes to Wally Alves, the Brazilian, plus he is 6 years younger. Ismael Bonfim from Brazil taking on Terence McKinney, the American. So Ismael Bonfim, honestly, I don't know much about him. He's from Brazil. Sharedog says that he's on a 12-fight win streak. I don't necessarily think that's true because I've checked on most things on Sharedog and they pretty much all say they're on a 12-fight win streak. And I don't think... I looked and I was like, oh, what are those losses then? Anyway... It's his UFC debut. He's taking on Terence McKinney. We've seen him a few times. We saw him against Drew Dober. He actually dished out a bit of a beating to Drew Dober until he ran out of gas and then got finished. So look, there's a lot of upside. He's got good striking. He's a BJJ purple belt. He's a finisher. He's won 13 of his fights by finish. Five knockouts and eight submissions. I do like McKinney in this one. I think he gets the win. Luan Lacerda, Brazilian debut against Cody Stamen. So... Lacerda, he's from Brazil. He fought in the LFA. He's got good submissions. It's his debut in the UFC. Cody Stamen from the good old US&A. Powerhouse at 135 pounds. He's got good wrestling, but he does prefer to stand. He's dropped a few decisions, but when you look at who he was fighting, the likes of Jimmy Rivera, Merab Dvalishvili, and Saeed Nurmagomedov, when you're going on strength of schedule, you have to lean with Cody Stamen in this one. Gabriel Bonfim versus Munir Lazic. Now, Bonfim, he's 13-0 with 10 submissions, so I'd guess, being from Brazil, he has good submissions, and if he to guess at his Brazilian jiu-jitsu rank, I would probably hazard a guess on black belt. Anyway, he's taking on Munir Lazic. Munir Lazic is a very talented striker from Tunisia. He made a big splash in the UFC during the Fight Island days in the pandemic. He got recommended by one of Dana White's son's friends. Anyway, he beat the brakes off of Razak Al-Hassan, and nobody expected that really. But I will take Munir Lazic against an unproven prospect, but he would need to keep this one standing, I believe. Shamil Abdurakhminov versus Jelton Almeida. This one's heavyweight, so you've got a big heavy hitter. Abdurakhimov, he's a Russian. He's a master of sport in kickboxing. He's a big hitter. He is quite beatable, though, and he hits the 260 mark easily. He's quite a big dude. Jailton Almeida, on the other hand, he's a Brazilian phenom. He's an absolute beast. He's in great shape. He could legitimately hit 205 pounds, but he's so hard that he just don't feel like it. He likes taking on the big guys at heavyweights, and fair play to him, because he's got lots of rear naked chokes. He goes for the high percentage submissions. I'm taking Almeida for the win in that one. Thiago Moises, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt, taking on Mikael Costa. And So both these guys are Brazilians, but one's got more experience than the other. Moises, BJJ black belt, Dana White contender series. He's got excellent submissions. We've seen him a few times in the UFC. Whereas his opponent, Costa, he's a fellow Brazilian. He's from the LFA. And I don't know if he necessarily has the quality to take out Moises, but who knows? With some of these unknown prospects, sometimes they get put on the map pretty quickly. Then you've got Gregory Robocop Rodriguez taking on Bruno Ferreira. Now, Robocop is a hard hitter from Brazil, and he can take a hit as well. He got cut open by Chidi Njukani. Gave him one of the worst cuts I've ever seen. Cut him right there between his brows. And you could see bone through there, but I think Rodriguez still won that fight. He's got a BJJ black belt, but 7 out of his 13 wins are by KO, and he loves to throw them hands. Bruno Ferreira is a he's got a big knockout in Dana White's contender series just in September. He's undefeated. He's an absolute beast. I think Rodriguez could be in trouble in that one. So then you've got Mauricio Shogun Rua taking on Ihor Pulteria. Now, Shogun, he's a legend of the sport. He won a Pride Grand Prix. He used to be very handsome, but he stuck around too long, so now he looks a little bit haggard. He's been in the fight game for a long time, and he has confirmed this is his final fight. Ihor Pulteria, Ukrainian for Dana White Contender Series alumni. He lost in June by knockout. He's tall for this division, 6'3". He seems like a decent all-rounder with both submissions and KOs on his record. But the danger here is Shogun has confirmed this is his final fight. I don't really like it when a fighter has one foot out of the door, so I think that I'm going to go with Pulteria by knockout in this one, because MMA doesn't do happy endings. Save that for the bathhouses, know what I mean? Anyway, Paul Craig taking on Johnny Walker, first fight of the main card, light heavyweights. Scott, basically Paul Craig in a nutshell, he's a Scottish BJJ guy. He says that he can strike, but don't believe him. Don't fall for that shit, all right? He can, to an extent, but that's not what he's going to be doing. He's going to pull guard and he's going to snap your fucking arm off. Ask Jamal Hill about that. Johnny Walker, he's a goofy, tall Brazilian. He's all dancing and all losing lately anyway. He threw his shoulder out celebrating a win. He's never looked the same quite since. He got a win over Ion Cutelaba in his last fight, but Ion Cutelaba basically played straight into his hand. I don't think Paul Craig does that. I think Paul Craig grabs one of those legs or arms. He pulls guard, gets a submission. Lauren Murphy against Jessica Andrade. Now, Lauren Murphy, she was a contender. She got all the way to contender status. She's a really good fighter, solid all-rounder, if not spectacular in any particular area. She looks like an extra from Sons of Anarchy. She looks like one of the girlfriends of the bikers who maybe had like a serious heroin problem but is now on the straight and narrow and just wants to kind of do right by her kids. Jessica Andrade, the blue-haired destroyer. She does to her opponents what blue-haired people do to rational conversations, in that she completely destroys them. I'm a huge fan of Jessica Andrade. She picks people up, she slams them, she hits big, and I respect that a lot. I'm a huge fan, and I think Andrade is going to get this one by savage beating, honestly. Gilbert Burns, the Brazilian jiu-jitsu destroyer, is taking on Neil Magny. Now, as I mentioned, Gilbert Burns, fantastic Brazilian jiu-jitsu. He's got great striking. He's a problem everywhere, to be totally honest. He's very difficult to put away. He's got a hard head. He's got a thick neck. Look at the thickness of that dude's neck. It is ridiculous. We all thought that he would get steamrolled by Khamzat Chimaev, and he didn't, so fair play. Neil Magny, coming from the US, and a good all-rounder. He's long. He uses those kicks for rangefinder as well. Nice teep kicks up the middle. Good jab. He's been around in the rankings since the dawn of time, and he's always faltered right at the last hurdle before getting into that title eliminator fight. Does he get to that title eliminator fight this time? I don't think he does. I think Gilbert Burns wins this relatively, not easily, but probably by submission. Davison Figueiredo versus Brandon Moreno is your co-main event of the evening. The colourful haired bully, Davison Figueiredo, he beat up Megan O'Leary's husband. And honestly, because I'm a huge fan of Joseph Benavidez, watching Figgy do that to him, I do hold a grudge. And for that reason, I've never been a huge fan. But I will admit, he's very, very powerful. He has no right to carry that kind of power in the 125-pound division, honestly. Great squeeze on that guillotine as well. He'll snap your head off your neck like a bottle cap if you give him a chance. Brandon Moreno, he looks like McLovin. I believe that is his nickname as well. Don't let that fool you. Moreno is your typical Mexican fighter. Yes, he looks like he's half asleep, but He is perfectly awake and he will knock your head off. He's got some great body kicks as well. Submissions are where it's at. I think that Davison Figueiredo, the power comes at a cost. And in short, Moreno will outlast him, set a pace he can't match, and probably find a submission maybe rounds 4 or 5. Then the main event, Glover Teixeira versus Jamahal Hill. In a nutshell, Glover Teixeira is old as shit at this point. He's trying to emulate Randy Couture's career by winning all of his titles when he's 45 plus. It's going to be hard to do. Look, he's got solid hands, no head movement, good chin. His cardio is all over the place, but his BJJ top game is absolutely elite. Jamahal Hill, he's been fighting longer than you think, although he's not got that many fights on his record. He looks skinny, he doesn't retain a lot of muscle, but man, he hits different. He hits different. The way he hits, it changes people. It changes people, man. And I think that Glover Teixeira will get changed by that power this weekend. I do believe that Jamahal Hill captures that title and wins the fight. So, that's my run through. Casual's guide to UFC 283. If you enjoyed it, please do me a favour, hit subscribe. Let's see how many of my picks actually come good next week. I'll be doing a recap on Tuesday. I've also done a more in-depth look at 3 of the fights I'm looking forward to. So Paul Craig, Johnny Walker, Davison Figueiredo, Brandon Moreno. I'm doing a breakdown of that one. That's on my Patreon. So check out the Burt Locker on Patreon, please. And also you've got Glover Teixeira against Jamahal Hill. I'm breaking down that main event, looking at it much more in depth, looking at the tail of the tape and what I think could possibly go down. Basically, you'll get a lot more information about the fighters. So if that sounds good, head on over, give that one a watch. But until next week, keep those odds long and those bets terrible.